Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro stood outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan just before the corruption trial of former SUNY Polytechnic president and former leader of Cuomo's economic development programs, Dr. Elaine Calheiros. Calheiros is facing trial along with three upstate developers. It got underway Monday. Molinaro says Governor Cuomo is connected to the corruption because he accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the developers.
Remember, follow the money. It all ends up in Andrew Cuomo's campaign accounts.
Cuomo has not been implicated in the trial. He was also not charged in connection with a case earlier this year. That led to a bribery conviction of the governor's former closest aide, Joe Percoco. Calheiros, the top two officials of Syracuse-based Core Development, and Louis Simonelli, the principal of Buffalo-based LP Simonelli, are accused of secretly fixing government requests for proposals to steer lucrative contracts to themselves, including the $750 million Solar City factory project in Buffalo and a failed $15 million film hub outside Syracuse. Cuomo's Democratic primary opponent, Cynthia Nixon, also drew attention to the trial, holding a press conference on campaign finance reform. Nixon called the ongoing corruption trials an indication of what she says is legalized bribery going on in Cuomo's administration.
New York's election system is one that allows legalized bribery, where virtually unlimited donations grant unprecedented access and influence to a wealthy few.
Nixon says there are more indications of what she says is a pattern of pay-to-play behavior within the governor's offices. The Albany Times Union reported that a healthcare company, which gave $400,000 to Cuomo's campaign, is being investigated by the FBI for an alleged pay-to-play deal. The company, known as Crystal Run, received $25 million in state grants to build facilities in the Hudson Valley. A spokesman for Governor Cuomo, Rich Azzapardi, says the governor's office has not been contacted by the FBI and is not implicated in the probe. Government reform groups say they will be closely watching the trial, too. John Caney with Reinvent Albany says he also wants to hear more about practices that are legal under the state's current campaign finance system, but seem to be unsavory.
What this trial will show us is a lot about how the current economic development projects are secret, shady, not necessarily well thought out, and it's not going to be a pretty picture.
Ron Deutsch with the union-funded think tank Fiscal Policy Institute says there are questions about whether the governor's multi-billion-dollar statewide economic programs are the best use of taxpayer money.
We don't know if a lot of these economic development programs are creating jobs.
The reform groups want the legislature to reinstate the state controller's authority over reviewing the economic development contracts. They also would like to enact a public database of all of the taxpayer-funded projects, with information on how much the project costs, the state grants and tax breaks they're receiving, and how many jobs are being created. The measures have passed in the state Senate, but they're stalled in the state assembly. Governor Cuomo supports a different set of reforms, including a new inspector general's office within his own administration to investigate potential corruption. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.